Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jets lose 31-6 to the Arizona Cardinals, and that's only because felt like the Cardinals were using the mercy rule. This game could have been way, way worse. To talk about this latest Jets debacle of a loss, we bring in Brian Costello from the New York Post. He's out there in Arizona covering the game. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm good, Lori. How are you?
I'm just fine, but well, let me ask you, Brian, how long have you covered the Jets? How many years now?
This would be my 14th year covering the Jets.
All right, so 14-1-4. Where does this loss rank in terms of bad Jets losses? Give us some context.
There's so many, Lori. It's really...
But in the scheme of really bad ones, this one felt to me, you know, you're there and you're covering them day in, day out, camp, practice, all of that off season, game after game after game after game, 14 years. Am I wrong in saying this one felt worse? Felt like one of the bad ones. Maybe it's not the worst ever, but a really bad one.
It's a bad one, but like I think we know what this team is at this point. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like look, they lost to Denver, you know, of 2 months ago or whatever it is now in September. That one was a horrible, horrible loss, right? That one to me was, we thought that they were still had a chance to be a good team at that point. They beat the Patriots. They had won two games in a row, and then they lose that one 10-9 at home. This one. It was a bad loss, but I think it wasn't all that surprising in because of what we've seen this season from this team.
Did the players seem surprised afterwards in the locker room? Because, again, losing – Arizona Cardinals are actually a decent team.
They are.
I thought Arizona would beat the Jets at home with the way they've been playing. But I thought this game – I don't know. I was thinking 23-20, you know, something close game and the Jets lose.
Yeah.
But 31-6 and the score does not represent actually how one side of this even felt. Like, it felt worse than that. But 31-6, were the players – surprised by this?
Yeah, they were, because I think they thought that they had kind of found something against Houston in that second half a week and a half ago and thought they could build off of that, and they completely didn't. Again, both sides of the ball were bad, too. That's what was sort of different about this loss than a lot of Jets losses is we've seen plenty of losses in the last few years where the defense played really well and the offense just didn't score. But this one was both sides of the ball were just terrible. So that was where I think was the surprising part. And, you know, there's this debate about energy. Some of the guys think that they didn't come up with energy. Devontae Adams said that again. You know, other people were kind of dismissive of that and said it was more just about execution than energy. But if they didn't come up with energy, like, what are they doing, right? Like, the season is on the line.
Yep.
They have all this momentum from the Texans game and you know, they were, I'm not sure about the players. I was not with them before the game, but there were people from the Jets organization in the press box before the game. And they were pumped up when they saw that blocked field goal in Denver where Kansas City beat the Broncos. Cause the Broncos is a team they're chasing and they had life, you know, cause the Broncos lost there. So they had kind of, you know, everything in front of them there. And then to come out and play like that was just, surprising to see how bad it was.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense, and the Cardinals score five consecutive possessions. Kyler Murray sets the franchise record for most consecutive completions. And what was just, well, I guess I'll start with Sauce Gardner. And to me, maybe one of the signature plays of the season is when Sauce Gardner, I attempts to tackle Trey McBride, but like, yeah. I don't know, sort of puts his arms on there on McBride and gets flicked off like a flea as McBride, you know, keeps, you know, runs right through him. And what has happened to Sauce Gardner? Is he just, has his play fallen that much? Is it coaching? Is it, what in God's name is going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's been overstated a little bit. He's had a good season as you know, the baseline. Like, he's still a good cornerback. He hasn't had a soft season like the first 2 years that he had. He hasn't been as dominant, and the tackling is definitely part of that. And look, you watch that McBride play, like, you know, you're taught how to tackle. It's go after people's legs, especially when they're bigger than you, mm-hmm. you know, knock their legs out from under them. And he's trying to tackle a tight end around his shoulders where, you know, that's not going to work. The most, you know, Pop Warner, they're going to tell you that's not going to work. So that was a really bad play. Obviously, it was a third down. If he makes that tackle, they're off the field. It was 14-6 at that point.
Still a game.
Felt like the Jets mm-hmm. could still make it a game.
Yep.
He gives up that third down. Then they get another third down on that drive to McBride and score a touchdown. And that's kind of when it felt like, okay, 21-6 is over. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the Jets defense this year, their good players have not played that well. And, you know, Quinn Williams played pretty well against the Texans and against the Patriots a few weeks ago, but he hasn't had a great season for Quinn Williams standards. Sauce has not had a great season. Quincy Williams has had a down season for himself. He's missed a lot of tackles. So, you know, those are guys that they kind of count on, and it hasn't really happened this year.
Talking to Brian Costello from the New York Post about the Jets and the 31-6 loss today. And how much is this, from your sense in being in the locker room and talking to the players, is this a lack of leadership from coaching with Robert Saleh not being there? Is Jeff Ulbrich being asked to do too much as both the defensive coordinator and a first-time interim head coach? Is this a lack of leadership, veteran leadership? You know, C.J. Mosley is injured. You know, players' lack of leadership from the player standpoint. Why has this defense fallen so far from where, I don't know, over the last 2 years, we used to say, well, the Jets are just a quarterback away. This is like a championship caliber, playoff caliber defense, and now it's not close.
Yeah, I think it's a multiple level thing. I think number one, there was going to be some regression. They couldn't keep playing like they had the last couple of years every single season. It's just there was going to be, I expected a step back from this defense this year, and even a step back, though, I think they'd still be, you know, a top 10 defense, but mm-hmm. they also let people go. Bryce Huff was a big part of this defense, and John Franklin Myers was a big mm-hmm. part of this defense, and they let them walk. And I think they did miss Mosley on Sunday. I thought that was the first game where I really felt they missed his absence. They looked a little disorganized on defense, and I think some of the struggles against the run, Mosley would help. I think that's part of it. And then the solid aspect of it is definitely something because this defense has regressed without him. I think, number one, it's his defense. And I think, you know, yes, Jeff Ulbrich was calling the plays, but I think Saleh had a huge influence on the defense, and he's been gone. And now Ulbrich is also being stretched really thin by doing both duties. And I think it's tough to take over midstream doing that. So it's just been a whole mess of factors that's led to this defense, you know, slipping, which now look, they hadn't looked like they did Sunday this season. They've had like, it's been like, oh my gosh, they gave up this big drive or like right against New England. It was like mm-hmm. this huge drive at the end of the game, or they just, you know, Pittsburgh, they gave up a few plays, or they made penalties, bad penalties. This was a complete and utter failure on the defense, mm-hmm. Which we really haven't seen a lot of.
Yeah. And then switching to the offense,
which they weren't any better.
Right. 6 points down in the red zone, I guess, what, three drives, but, you know, couldn't convert into touchdowns. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, I guess you look at this Jets offense and Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, Davante Adams, Breece Hall, big time names, but it feels like a roster and not a team.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old, right? And it's always a question. When they made this trade, it was a question of, were they going to get, you know, the Aaron Rodgers of an old or just an old Aaron Rodgers? And they've gotten an old Aaron Rodgers. That's what they've gotten this year. And, you know, Davante Adams has had a great career. Davante Adams is 31 years old, going to be 32, which is old for a wide receiver. I thought that trade was not going to work really well. I was not in favor of that trade. And like, look, I thought it worked pretty well against Houston last week, but it's just not having the impact. I think just adding him midstream is not as easy as everyone thought it would be. I think he's a little bit older. So, you know, these big names, they don't always work. And I think this roster is kind of overrated because of that. And, you know, with Rodgers, you didn't know what you were going to get. And but he averaged 4.3 yards per attempt on Sunday. It was he had one completion of 10 yards in the air. He looks like he's afraid to hold the ball long enough to throw it deep. Like he's just trying to get rid of the ball out of his hand every time. I don't know if he doesn't trust the protection, if he's afraid of throwing interceptions, what it is. But he's not pushing the ball down the field. This offense just wasn't explosive at all on Sunday. And they were against the Texans in the second half.
Yep.
To be fair, they did that. But the longest play of the day was 15 yards in this game on Sunday. And that was a dump off to Breece Hall that he got 15 yards on. So you're not going to win a lot of games doing that. Because what's funny is when you look at it, you go, oh, my God, they scored 6 points. It must have been like they must have done nothing. They only had 1-3 and out all day. They actually like did have some drives, but they were just like meaningless drives because they're just getting like, you know, dinking and dunking down the field, and then they weren't scoring touchdowns. So, the Aaron Rodgers experiment has not worked. I think it's fair to say that as we are here, 10 games into the season.
Yeah, they had Aaron Rodgers pass for 440 yards in the first half. Kyler Murray for 199, almost 200 in the first half. By the time the Jets, you know, sort of woke up, the game was over in the second half. And at that point, then the Cardinals kind of took their foot off the brake and just, you know, handed it off and hung out until the game ended. But where any reaction from or any sense from Aaron Rodgers that, you know, he's such a competitor, former, obviously, MVP, future Hall of Famer. But I don't know, you know, a sense of shock with how bad this team is or resignation or frustration. Yeah. What are you hearing from him?
After this game, he had barely said anything. He was giving, like, very short answers. He was kind of mumbling. At one point, he said, it's been a season with a lot of emotions, and somebody asked, like, can you expand? And I said, no, like, it's not the time. And he's like, I'll do it, you know, some other time down the road. But, yeah, I mean, he has to be wondering what he got himself into. Like, he's never been 3-7 before. And, you know, it looks like the Jets got him. you know, he's been jetsed. Like, it's he has that look, you know. And
yeah,
look,
we've seen it before when players get jetsed.
Look, I haven't seen it with like a player like Aaron Rodgers before, because mm-hmm. the Favre thing was different. Favre hurt. I was there for the Favre season. You know, I took over halfway through that year, and Favre got hurt. But like, I've seen a lot of times with coaches or with younger players, right, who come in and they're like, oh, we're going to win championships, blah, blah, like, you know, and they kind of laugh at the idea that like everything goes wrong for this organization, and no, we're like, it's going to be different now. And then you see this look on their face at some point where they realize, like, holy cow, like this really is much harder than I thought. And I see that with Rodgers now. You know, I think he's realizing that this is a lot harder than he thought it was going to be.
All right, last one before I let you go. I don't believe in curses, so we can say same old Jets and LOL yeah. Jets and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, is it about Woody Johnson and ownership and meddling, or what is it that continues with this franchise yeah. year after year?
I wish I knew the answer to that, Lori. Like, look, Woody bears a lot of blame on this. He's made bad decisions. He's listened to the wrong people. He's tried. Like, it's not for lack of trying. It's not for lack of spending or anything like that. He's mm-hmm. just made some terrible decisions in leadership positions. And then I think right now, this team, he bears more blame than usual because of the Robert Saleh decision, which I think did kind of mess up their season completely. I think the team was in shock for a while. I think it's messed up, like we talked about before with Ulbrich. But Lori, like, I don't believe in curses either, but there is something weird with this team. Like, when you're sitting there and you're watching football today and you see, like, oh, the Steelers just scored the game-winning touchdown.
Yep.
Oh, who was that caught? Oh, that's Mike Williams. Like,
yep.
Who did nothing with the Jets?
He just got off the bus. He doesn't even know his teammates' names. And he caught
nothing
Russell Wilson managed to throw yep. the game-winning touchdown pass to him.
And last year you tuned into the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, wait, who's that just scored the Super Bowl-winning touchdown?
Oh, you mean overtime? Mecole Hardman?
That's Mecole Hardman. He was on the
yeah.
Jets.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, yeah, like, I'm not saying there's curse or anything, but, like, there's this weird stuff with this team, and God bless Jets fans, because I don't know how they do it, and they're a passionate bunch, and I hear from them all the time, and you hear from them on the station all the time, yeah. but I just don't know how they do it, because it just seems like they get punched in the gut so much, and today was a tough one.
Yeah, and it's sad because it is a passionate fan base that cares, and I thought this year, I didn't think they were going to win the Super Bowl, but I really did count me among the people who felt confident that the playoff drought would end.
Yeah, me too.
I thought double-digit wins, and
yeah.
you know, even that's 10 wins, whatever it is, that they get to be a playoff team for the first time in 13 seasons, longest drought in the NFL.
Yeah.
I thought that would end and that Jets fans could have nice things for 1 year.
Yeah, me too. And you know what's coming now too, right? They're not going to win just like 3 games and have a great draft pick. They're going to win enough games where they're going to have 7 wins or 6 wins or whatever, where they're going to be picking 10th or 11th and just far enough where, you know, they can't get that quarterback that changes the organization. Because, like, I think if you're the Giants fan right now, you might be in a little better shape because it looks like they're going to end up with a really high pick, and maybe they can get a quarterback. So, but the Jets, I feel like they're going to win some games. Like, they could beat the Colts next week and, you know, finish just short of the playoffs, but also ruin the draft pick.
Yeah, and of course, there's always you need to be the team that makes the C.J. Stroud choice and not the Bryce Young choice.
Or the Zach Wilson choice.
Zach Wilson choice,
yeah,
correct.
Which yeah. obviously that year there weren't better options, it turns yeah. out. But yeah, it's still like, you know, you look at the number 2 picks from the last few years, and, you know, Jaden Daniels looks pretty good this year, and obviously C.J. Stroud. But, you know, so number 2 picks can work, but it didn't for the Jets.
Yes. Same old Jets, another season. All right. Brian Costello, safe travels home. Really appreciate
Thanks,
the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.